Today's reading will be from Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. I'm going to read it and then we'll pray. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen on any of them, but that they had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for this morning that we could just be here in your presence and just listen to what your word has to say. And so, Father, I just pray that as we go through today's scriptures, we will see that there are opportunities before us to pray for others, and that we would have the boldness and the courage to take on those opportunities when they present themselves. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so the title of today's devotion is called Prayer Opportunities. And so the context of this passage from Acts chapter 8 is persecution has scattered some of Jesus' disciples. That this is right at the time that before Paul became Paul, he was known as Saul, and he was persecuting the church. And so his persecution of the church led to some be scattered from Jerusalem all the way to Samaria. And I was looking at the distance between Jerusalem and Samaria, and that's around 36 miles, or for us that do kilometers, that's around 58 kilometers. And so Paul's persecution during that time had scattered so many of Jesus' disciples that far. And so as some were scattered, though, they continued to preach on their way. And Philip, one of the disciples, had gone to Samaria, and he had great success in proclaiming Jesus as the Messiah, as signs and miracles were abounding and people were being baptized. So imagine that in the midst of persecution, as when you can think of the worst might be happening, the disciples are actually, as they're going, they're preaching to other people, they're encountering other people, and they're actually having a lot of fruit in doing that. We see here that Philip had great success proclaiming Jesus in Samaria. And so, and this is actually quite common in the book of Acts. If you've never read the book of Acts, I highly recommend it, because it talks about just how the gospel went from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. But it mostly went that way through persecution, through suffering in that way. And so we have this moment where persecution has surprisingly enough called the proclamation of the gospel to spread and flourish. And so sometimes in the church, persecution and suffering actually, when people think it'll do the opposite, sometimes it actually does quite the opposite and actually flourishes. And so God's message was flourishing in Samaria. And so Jerusalem being the headquarters, you could say, during that time, since Peter and John, as the people in Samaria, welcomed God's message. And so in their time there, they observed that as people have believed, as people have been baptized, that they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. And so we then see the response to that moment in our scripture reading, and I'll read it again as now we have a better context of it. And so they arrive, and so verse 14, it says, "Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit." And so there are moments in our lives as followers of Jesus that opportunities to pray for others will be presented before us. Just as Peter and John had an opportunity before them that they encountered people that had welcomed God's message, they had been baptized and had not received the Holy Spirit, and they saw that as an opportunity then to pray for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. And so when I'm reading through Scripture, I often place myself into their situation, and I ask myself, what would I do in that situation? What would go, and maybe I'll ask you, what would go through your mind if you were Peter and John in that situation and you had the opportunity for someone to receive the Holy Spirit? And I've had those opportunities myself, and these are some of the thoughts that have gone through my mind. That would you pray for the people there to receive the Holy Spirit, or would you hesitate? Or would you have doubts? And this is one of the doubts that I've had. What if the Holy Spirit doesn't show up? What if I pray for them and the Holy Spirit doesn't show up? Or what if this person needs healing and God doesn't and healing doesn't happen? And so sometimes we hesitate and we don't take on those opportunities. Or sometimes we pray, but we pray more out of responsibility rather than conviction. We pray that, okay, I'm a Christian. I'm supposed to pray for this person right now. Let me just pray. Okay, in Jesus' name. All right, nothing. Okay, that we prayed. But there's really no conviction of knowing and believing that God can intervene and act in this moment. And so I've gone through those moments and doubts myself. But opportunities to pray for others often present themselves in two ways. Planned and unplanned. So those prayer opportunities present themselves in two ways. Planned moments and unplanned moments. And so let me go through planned moments or planned opportunities. Is that you can say the people, the setting, the atmosphere is welcoming. Okay, what do I mean by that? Is that let's say we're at church on a Sunday, the setting, the people have come. If you're here at church on a Sunday, people are actually here because they want to receive. They're actually welcoming to God. There's the music playing. It might be the right song, your favorite song playing. The atmosphere is right. And you feel like, okay, I'm going to pray for this person. Because everything seems right at the moment to pray. I've been on mission trips, and we've often just encountered God heal people. We showed up expecting just because people were hungry. They were showing up, just welcoming God's message, and we saw God act, and so forth. So, and even maybe in house church, someone shares something in that moment, and you say, "Oh, can we pray for you?" You're not worried about, "Oh, is this person going to reject me?" You're a house church, a most highly moment of people are welcoming prayer. People are actually want and desiring prayer. You know, you have so many others before you, so it's kind of like a pack mentality. You could say that, okay, I'm with others, and you feel a bit more courageous. And so that's what I mean by planned opportunities, is that the people, the setting, the atmosphere are all working and are all welcoming in that moment. And so sometimes we have unplanned opportunities, you could say. And that's when the people, the setting, and the atmosphere might not be as welcoming or might be even inconvenient, you can say. However, the opportunity is present for us to pray. And sometimes this may happen just, like I said, it's the people, the setting, the atmosphere. I've had these moments where I'm at dinner with my wife and we're out dinner with friends that aren't Christian, and my wife, she loves to just talk just about her relationship with God. Stuff sometimes I was like, well, I don't know if they understand that, but she just shares it anyway. And then her friends are like, oh, wow, this is so interesting. I would love to encounter God's presence and we would love to encounter God's presence in our life and feel what you feel. And in that moment, and I'll admit I failed sometimes in those moments where I feel like, oh, wow, this is a moment. Maybe we could pray for them and that God would reveal himself to them in this moment and they could encounter him. But I feel like, oh, we're at a restaurant. Like the setting's not right, the atmosphere's not right. And it's even happened in our house as well. It's just kind of like, that's what I'm saying. And it's so unexpected. It's like, oh, I didn't pray the whole week for this moment. And so those unplanned moments sometimes catch us off guard. And those unplanned moments could happen either in our home or in our work or even at events. You could say that you're at an event, and someone might be sharing something with you at work, and you feel like, oh man, maybe I could pray for them. But you feel like, oh, there's people around here. You might be like, oh, let me pray for you, and like just all right, keep your eyes open and pray for them at the same time, because and so I'm saying is that sometimes these moments and these opportunities to pray for people sometimes happen unplanned. And maybe for us, we might feel that the setting and the atmosphere is not ideal as it would be at a church setting or even a house church setting. But nevertheless, there's an opportunity there, because even in those moments that I've had with our friends that aren't Christian, I can see that there's a desire and a hunger there for them to know God. And that is a welcoming sign. And even if someone is sharing someone, and you say that, even that, they're inviting, they're asking in some way for help. There's an invitation there. And in those unplanned moments, yes, we open ourselves up for rejection. And that's part of the hesitation I feel sometimes as well. So like I said, I look back at the missed opportunities I've had where I should have taken the moment to pray for others. But I'm encouraged by this passage of just that when there's a welcoming, whether it just might be the setting, the people, or the atmosphere, or just the hunger and desire there, is that I would be bold enough to take on those opportunities. And so there are moments in our lives as followers of Jesus that opportunities to pray for others will be presented before us, and those opportunities will be planned or unplanned. And so my prayer for us is that especially I think when it comes to the Holy Spirit, And I think because we're used to seeing people receive the Holy Spirit in a certain way, and we feel like, well, if the Holy Spirit doesn't show up in that way, then what's going to happen? And so, but here, like I said, the disciples, they went, they saw an opportunity for people to receive the Holy Spirit, and they prayed. And so my prayer is that we would take on those opportunities to pray for people, even if it's to receive the Holy Spirit, that we would pray that they might receive, not just out of responsibility that, oh, I should take on this moment and I should pray for them, but have the conviction as well that God is with me and that God wants to show up in that person's life just as much as I want them, as much as I want God to show up in their life, and that we would pray with that conviction that He will show up in that moment. And so if an opportunity presents itself for people to receive, then let's we would pray for them. Or if maybe conversations or moments lead to opportunities to pray for others to encounter God. Maybe just someone said, you've shared your testimony with them, and they said, oh, I would love to encounter God with you in that same way, that we would be bold enough to say, hey, let me pray for you that you will encounter God in your life. And I know it's scary. But we have the boldness. If we have the boldness and the confidence to pray, then when those prayer opportunities present ourselves, then we're believing and trusting God that He will show up. And so we're gonna go now into a time of worship. But as we go into a time of worship, I want us to think about those opportunities in our lives that maybe we have missed out in those opportunities. But that we would prepare our hearts and our minds to live from a place that if an opportunity presents itself, that we will be bold to pray and have the confidence to know that God will show up. And so let's just go into a time of worship and just ask God for that boldness and that confidence, especially in those unplanned circumstances, because they may just might happen in just the most inconvenient way for us sometimes in our lives, because they may happen at work or at home or even in an event. And so, Father, we just pray today that for your boldness and your confidence in our lives, that when opportunities to pray for others present themselves, that we would step out in that boldness and confidence to pray for others and pray with conviction that you will show up, and that just how the disciples here prayed for others to receive the Holy Spirit and they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit, that as we step out in those moments and those opportunities, that people will receive, whether it be the Holy Spirit, whether it be healing, or whether it be a touch of your love and grace for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Spirit, you are.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you lead us and guide us. Father, I pray for those opportunities to be present in our lives and for the boldness and the confidence to step out, and that we would just lean on you, Holy Spirit, to lead us and to guide us, because these are not moments that we can create ourselves and just force ourselves upon moments, but these are moments where we sense that you are doing something in that person's life, whether it's an unplanned or unplanned moment, but we sense that your spirit is moving, and therefore we should act. And so these moments just can't be recreated and forced upon people, so that we would just be sensitive to you, Holy Spirit, to those moments. And so we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us go to our community prayer. Let's pray for those that have cancer and are going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for those that are sick and have illness and also in need of salvation. Let's pray for those that have infirmities. Let's pray for those that are seeking jobs in this season. Thank you. Let's pray for our mission areas of focus. Let's pray for our board. Let's pray for the fellowships that we have for young adults, men's and women's ministry. Pray for SB 2.0. For the moms and the families, for those that are going through pregnancies in this season. Pray for today's gathering of EHS. Hong Kong. Prayers to you. We lift up our day to you as well as we go about our day, that you would give us strength where we needed, that you would give it boldness where we needed, or patience or love or grace, but that your hand would sustain us and guide us throughout our day as we surrender this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless. Have a wonderful time with the rest of your prayer.